We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们就把自己交在您的手里，我们要为耶稣来献上感恩。
We thank you that he is here by the presence of the Spirit of God to teach us, to help us today.
我们谢谢您借着圣灵，耶稣与我们今天同在，来教导我们，帮助我们。
And we pray, Lord, that indeed you will do that. Just be with us today, we ask.
所以我盼望您今天真正的能够与我们同在，使我们的心能开，明白您的话。
So we just commit ourselves to you, giving thanks in Jesus' name.
我们就把自己交在您的手中，感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. All right, so we're studying in the book of Romans.
所以我们今天还继续学习罗马书。
And we have been studying chapters 5 and 6.
我们一直在学的是五章和六章。
And sometimes these chapters get to be a little bit confusing, so I've tried to simplify it by putting some of the truth on the board behind me.
所以有的时候呢，这些章节会让我们有一些混淆啊，所以我愿意把它画下来，做一个图呢，让大家清楚一些。
So we're going to do that again today.
所以今天我们也会继续这么做。
Chapter 5, we've given a general title to, we call it Reigning in Life.
所以第五章我们讲叫在生命中掌权啊。
Chapter 5, Reigning in life.
第五章我们取个标题叫生命中掌权。
And we told the story in chapter 5 about the crown of royalty, the crown that a king wears, the crown of reigning on the head of various situations.
所以我们五章介绍了那个皇冠冠冕呢，谁戴的呢？那掌权者那个王，来戴的那个冠冕。
So we noted that Adam was the first man.
我们知道呢，亚当是第一个人。
And Adam was, when he was created, he was to have dominion over all the world.
所以当亚当掌权的时候呢，他是在对全地是有权柄的。
Adam was king of the world.
亚当是地上的王。
And so we said that the crown was on his head.
所以我们就可以想象呢，这个王权的皇冠呢是在他头上的。
But the problem is that Adam decided to sin.
但问题是呢，他决定犯罪了。
And because he sinned, the crown left Adam, and the crown went on to the head of sin.
所以因为他犯罪了，这个皇权，那个王冠就离开了他，带到罪的头上了。
That was the problem in Adam's life. But that's the problem in our lives today. Apart from Jesus Christ, sin is the boss in the life.
所以这既是亚当的问题啊，也是我们的问题，因为罪呢，在我们的里面也掌权了。
Adam didn't realize that he was going to lose the crown. The devil who caused him to sin didn't say, Adam, you may have this sin, but the crown is going to go to sin. You're not going to be able to be the boss anymore. Sin will be the boss. The devil didn't tell him that.
所以亚当其实犯罪的时候，他并不知道这个后果，因为呢，蛇引诱他的时候，并没有说呢，哎，你犯罪了，你的王权、你的皇冠就会给罪啊，你就永远的失去你的统治了。蛇并不是这么说的，所以亚当是被骗的，他不知道。
But the Bible teaches in Romans 5 and many other places that sin, when it is finished, brings forth death, and therefore death reigns.
所以在圣经的罗马书呢，在其他地方都讲到，罪的结果就是死哈，所以罪掌权了呢，就是死掌权了。
So Adam was created to live forever. But sin reigned, and then death reigned in his life.
所以亚当本来被造是要活到永远，但因为罪呢，罪掌权，死就掌权了，所以他就失掉了他的永生啊。
About the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ died.
接着呢，我们就看见耶稣基督死了。
And because he died, the crown went from death to Jesus.
那因为耶稣死了，他败坏了掌死权的哈，所以皇冠那个王权呢，从死那里就挪到了耶稣手上。
But then, by the grace of God.Jesus gave the crown to grace.
然后接着，因为神的恩典啊，耶稣把这皇冠呢给了恩典。
And therefore, Romans 5:17, grace now reigns because of what Jesus did.
所以罗马书的五章就讲到呢，恩典掌权哈，是因为耶稣掌权。
But we're also told in Romans 5 that we shall reign in life, and therefore grace goes to us. If you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, grace will reign in order to give us life. Reign in life. That's what it's all about.
然后呢，紧跟着呢。在罗马书会继续说，那生命就在我们里面掌权，因为我们信靠神的恩典，我们接受基督的救恩，所以最终呢，就是达到了这个结果，就是在生命中掌权啊，这个皇冠又回到了我们这里。
So that is the great hope that we're told about in the book of Romans chapter 5. Adam reigned, but he forfeited it through sin. Jesus died.And by grace, he gives the crown back to us.
所以你会看两个对比，在亚当里呢，因为他犯罪了，他本来有的皇冠呢被死给夺走了。耶稣通过十字架胜过了死，借着他的恩典呢，又把这皇冠还给了我们。
So that's very, very exciting.
这是非常非常兴奋的。
Romans chapter 6 asks the question, how is that going to work?In our own life today.
那六章呢？罗马书就在说这个道理啊，在我们的生命里怎么能够起作用呢？
And so last week we summarized Romans chapter 6 by saying that reigning in life takes place because we are yielding to God.
所以上一次我们六章总结的一个标题就是顺服神啊。
How are you going to do this?
我们怎么做呢？
And so here you and I are in the middle. We're here.
现在呢我们在这里在这个中间。
And Romans 6 says that we used to yield our members to sin.In order to bring forth unrighteousness and death, but instead now we yield our members to God in order that we can have grace and life. The question is, which way are you going to go?
所以呢，罗马书六章告诉我们，原来呢是把自己交给罪的，所以当我们交给罪的时候呢，最后的结果就是死。现在呢，我们向着罪死了，我们把自己交给恩典。那因着恩典呢，我们就得回了那个皇冠。所以你要选哪一条路
？Romans chapter 6 then says that instead of yielding ourselves to sin, we say, Lord, I want to yield myself to you.
所以罗马书六章说呢，我们不把自己屈服在罪里面，交给罪，而是把自己全然的交给神，顺服神。
So you get up in the morning and you say, all right, what I want to do today, I don't want to go after the pleasures of sin today. I want to yield myself to God and by His grace, I can have life. I can reign in life by yielding to God.
所以你每天早晨起来你说，我不要把自己交在罪中。 那我怎么样能够在生命中掌权呢？我把自己交给神，我就掌权了。
Reigning in life, how do you do it? Chapter 6, you yield yourself to God.
那你怎么做到呢？你就把自己。
Chapter 7, where we're going to start today.
第七章我们今天会开始讲。
Says that we also do this by, by living with Jesus.
我们七章是怎么做的呢？就是与主同住，与耶稣同住哈。
And chapter 7 is all about getting married.
七章呢一直在讲一个事情，就是婚姻。
So let's turn to chapter 7.
我们来翻到七章。
Romans chapter 7.
罗马书的七章。
All right, maybe we can do then just the first paragraph.
也许我们就先读第一段。
We'll read the first three verses one at a time, and then we'll read them all in English.
我们先用中文的七章的一到三节顺序读一下，然后一起用英文读。弟兄们，我现在对明白律法的人说，你们岂不是晓得律法管人是在活着的时候吗？
就如女人有了丈夫，丈夫还活着就被律法约束，丈夫若死了就脱离了丈夫的律法。
所以丈夫活着，他若归于别人便叫淫妇，丈夫若死了他就脱离了丈夫的律法，虽然归于别人也不是淫妇。
All right, let's try it in English. Do you not know, brothers, for I am speaking to men who know the law, that the law has authority over a man only as long as he lives. For example, by law, a married woman is bound to her husband as long as he is alive. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law of marriage. So then, if she marries another man while her husband is still alive, she is called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law that is not an adulteress, even though she marries another man. All right, so, and we better go to verse 4.
那我们也读一下第四节。
And try that in Chinese and then English.
顺序读。
我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们结果子给神。
So, my brothers, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit to God. Okay? So, something very strange here. He's saying there is a picture, and the picture is that because of sin, we, each of us, were married to the law of sin and of death.
这里呢，他讲到一个形象哈，就是我们因为罪呢，我们都是和卖给罪的，就是就像这个婚姻的关系一样。
But the logic goes, when Jesus died, we died.
现在逻辑来了，就是当耶稣死了呢，我们也死了。
And if we died to the law, then we are now freed from the law.
那因为我们向着律法死了哈，所以我们就从律法里脱离了。
So that we now have the privilege of being married to another.
那现在呢，我们就可以和另外一个结婚了。
Now that's somewhat difficult logic to follow.
所以这个大家来说可能稍微有一点难去跟踪啊，这个逻辑。
But it's like many other things in the Bible.
但这个就像圣经里很多其他地方一
样。You don't have to fully understand it.
你不需要全部明白。
and obey it.
你相信他，顺服他就好了。
And so the teaching is that because Jesus died, we died.
因为耶稣死了，我们死了。
Because we died, we are now free from this law, so that we can be married to Jesus and live according to this law.
所以正是因为我们死了，所以我们在左边这条链条上呢就断掉了，然后呢。我们就在右边的对着耶稣我们嫁给他，我们成为新的一个婚姻关系之后，我们就在这里活了。
OK, now conceptually it's simply this: we have been freed from this law so that we now have the ability to live this law.
所以概念上呢，我们是在罪的律里面被释放出来，这样的话我们能够在恩典的律里自由地活着。
Only this is not law, this is like marriage.
所以只是呢，在恩典里呢，它不像一个律法那样约束你，它像婚姻一样有爱。
So I'm going to give you two ways to help you understand it.
所以我要给你两个方法去理解啊。
The first law, first way is the law of gravity.
那第一个呢，就是重力的律哈。
Okay, the law of gravity says that if you have something and you don't hold it up, it's going to go down.
那重力告诉你呢，如果你手里托着一样东西，如果你不是一直托着，你一松呢，它就会掉下去。
Okay, and that law always works.
这样的律呢是永远有效的，一直是这样的。
But some of you have ridden in an airplane.
但有的人呢，他在飞机上。
And what do we know about an airplane?
我们在飞机上是知道什么
？An airplane can fly in the sky.
飞机能够飞上天，对吧
？It doesn't always fall down.
那不会一直掉下来。
How's that happen?
那怎么会发生的呢
？And the answer is there's another law.
答案是还有另外一个律。
And it's the law of aerodynamic lift.
那这个律呢叫空气动力学。
And it says if you take an airplane with properly shaped body and wings, and if you speed it up fast enough, the law of aerodynamic lift will supersede the law of gravity, and the plane will go up.
这个做法呢，就是你只要设计好飞机的形状，有翅膀。它的整个状态你都是设计好的，然后呢你给它一定的速度，然后当它的速度到了以后呢，它所承受的这个空气动力学的这个律哈，就会胜过它所承受的那个重力的律，它就飞起来了。
So the truth then is this is not the only law.
所以一样的道理，罪的律不是那个唯一的那个产生作用的律。
And if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you become freed.From this law, so that you can live with Jesus.
所以当你信靠耶稣基督以后，你就从原来那个律里面呢被释放出来，就是你胜过了，就像空气动力学胜过了重力的律一样。
And there's another illustration that I want to give you, but I just forgot it, so I can't remember.
我本来还想起另外一个解释的角度，我突然忘了啊。
Okay, so it may come back to me.
也许我一会儿我还会记得。
Oh, I remember now.
我现在记起来了。
There is a story about a woman who went to work in a man's house.
这里有个故事啊，有个女的呢，她在另外一个人家里做工。
And he was the head of the house, and he used to leave a list for his servant. She was a nanny in the house. He would leave a list for her every morning when he went to work.
那这个女的呢，她是去这个主人家是去做女工的。然后呢，这个主人呢，每天他会留一张单子给她，在她上班之前。
And the list would be the things he wanted done during that day.
因为主人去上班之前写的这个单子会告诉这个女工呢，家里今天要做哪些事。
Then, one day, his wife died.
然后有一天呢，这个主人他的妻子死了。
And he decided to marry the nanny.
他现在决定了，他要娶这个女工了。
So he was living in the same house, the same woman was in the house, but now she was his wife.
那现在呢，他还是这个女工还是住在这一家，但是呢，他已经不再是个女工，他是妻子啊，他是主人。
So he got up in the morning.And he made a list for her of the things he wanted her to do during the day.
然后呢，他男主人早晨又起来了，他又会写一张单子要做的事情。
And she said, "Who do you think you are?"
然后呢，这女工就问，跟这主人说，你觉得你是谁呀？
She said, "I'm not your servant anymore.
我不再是你的仆人。
I'm your wife."
我不再是你的仆人，我是你的妻子。
Now, what did she do that day?Did she do more things to please him that day as a wife than she did as a nanny or the other way around? What did she do more to please him?
所以你会看见呢，她那天，她作为妻子的身份，她要做让丈夫高兴的事多呢，还是做一个女工让这个主人高兴的事要多呢？
Who did the more to please him?
谁哪一个身份做的事情更多？
The wife.
妻子做的更多吗？
She said, "I'm not just your servant anymore. I'm your wife."
我不再是你的仆人了，我是你的妻子。
You don't have to make a list anymore.
我不需要再写一张单子，我要做什么什么。
She said, "I'm your wife now. I'll do what you want to do. I'll do far more than you could put down on a list. I'm your wife."
他说我现在是你妻子，你那单子的事我肯定都做了。他肯定做的比这要多，因为我现在已经是妻子了，有你看不见的事我都做了。
All right, so how do we get to be reigning in life? We yield ourselves to God, but we are living with Jesus.
所以第七章我们会看见呢，我们不但有前面两个，我们要在我们的生命中掌权啊，我们而且与耶稣同住啊，同住住在一起的。
And we go through life in all the excitement, in all the joys, in all the blessings of being united with the Lord Jesus in life.
所以我们会在生命中啊和耶稣啊在一起度过所有的喜乐，有高兴的事儿。所以这个是我们一个新的状态。
So now we're free from the law.
所以我们是从律法里解放出来了。
But we get all this blessing.By recognizing that we are living with Jesus.
然后呢，我们会得着这一切的祝福啊！怎么得着呢？我们信靠了耶稣基督，我们就成了一家人。
All right, verses 5 and 6 now.
五节和六节，我们顺序读一下。
因为我们属肉体的时候，那因律法而生的恶欲就在我们肢体中发动，以致结成死亡的果子。但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵的新鲜，不按着新样，不按着遗文的旧样。
For when we were controlled by the sinful nature, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our bodies.
So that we bore
fruit
for death. But now, by dying to what was bound us, we have been released from the law, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit, and not in the old way of the written code.
All right, so that's this glorious principle then, that now,We get to be living with Jesus and we serve according to that lovely relationship that we have with Him.
所以这是我们在一个新的跟主的关系跟神的关系里哈，我们是一个什么样的状态，就不是被律法捆着的那个状态。
All right, so the problem then is that we're still here.
现在呢我们还在当中。
AndThis has all been done away because Jesus died.
左边的这个律呢已经被消除了，因为耶稣死了。
This is now all true because Jesus has led us to freedom.
那右边的呢也都已经成为现实，因为耶稣在给了我们自由啊。
But we still have got to choose whether we're going this way or whether we're going this way.
所以我们依然还是需要做一个选择，我们是要走左边的路还是右边的路。
Therefore, chapter 6, we yield ourselves to God, and in chapter 7, we say, no, I'm living with Jesus.
这就为什么第六章我说我们要顺服耶稣啊，第七章我们就与耶稣同住了。
But the next section in chapter 7 is struggling with sin.
但是呢，下一个部分在七章里呢，就在讲我们在罪中的挣扎。
So we're going to read now down to verse 12, verses 7 through 12.
我们继续往下读啊，读七到十二节。
这样，我们可以说什么呢？律法是罪吗？断乎不是，只是非因律法，我是不知何为罪。非律法说，不可起贪心，我就不知何为贪心。
然而最初的机会就借着诫命叫诸般的贪心在我们里头发动，因为没有律法罪是死的。我以前没有律法是活的，但是诫命来了，罪又活了，我就死了。
那本来叫人活的诫命反倒叫我死，
因为最初的机会就借着诫命引诱我，并且发了我。
这样看来，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁公义良善的。
Yep.
All right, what should we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. Indeed, I would not have known what sin was except through the law, for I would not have known what coveting really was if the law had not said, do not covet. But sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, produced in me every kind of covetous desire. For apart from law, sin is dead. Once I was alive apart from law, but when the commandment came, sin sprang to life and I died. I found that the very commandment that was intended to bring life actually brought death. For sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, deceived me, and through the commandment put me to death. So then, the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, righteous, and good. All right. So, the law is good. What it says is right. It's just that it had far more power than I did. And instead of the law directing me to do what was right, the law proved that I was doing what was wrong.
所以律法是好的，但只是我们是做不到的。所以我们律法起到作用，就让我们看见我们是错的。
So, this law is more powerful than I am.
这个律呢是比我，这个律法是比我想的要是比我自己啊本来有的是有利的多。
The only way that I can live on this side is to have Jesus living with me so that I can live. On my own, I'm completely defeated by this law.
如果我靠着自己啊，我就一定是陷在这个律法的审判里，因为我行不出来。但是呢，我现在能活在右边那个律里，是因为我信靠了耶稣啊，耶稣能做到。
But Jesus died in order to enable me to live with Him.
耶稣死了，我才能与他同住。
All right, verse 13.
然后第十三节。
既然如此，那善良的是叫我死吗？断乎不是，叫我死的乃是罪，但罪借着那善良的叫我死，就显出真的罪，就显出真是罪，叫罪因着诫命更显出是极恶的恶极。
我们原晓得律法是属物理。
就先停在十三。13, right?
Okay, yeah, we'll get to 14 in a moment. All right, verse 13. Did that which is good then become death to me? By no means. But in order that sin might be recognized as sin, it produced death in me through what was good, so that through the commandment sin might be utterly sinful. All right. What was the value of the law? Answer, the law taught us that sin is bad and ultimately leads to death. If we didn't have the law, we wouldn't know for sure that sin was bad.
所以律法它起到最终什么作用？它告诉我们罪很坏，而且罪会带来死亡。所以呢，律法其实是光照我们，让我们看见罪的本相是什么。
So the penalties and the consequences of sin are observable to us in death. We see what sin does by death. The law explains it to us, and it's all here to show us that sin is very bad.
所以罪的代价就是死啊，所以我们刚看见了罪，也看见罪的后果的时候，我们就知道罪有何等的糟糕。这些是怎么显明的呢？就是又靠着律法的圣洁来显明的。
How do you and I know that sin is bad?
我们怎么知道罪是很糟糕的呢？
Answer, when we do something wrong, we often say, ouch, that hurt.
就是我们当做错事的时候，我们就说，哎呀，这个很糟糕，这个是会痛的。
Okay.When you touch the stove, you tell the Johnny, say, Johnny, don't touch that, it's hot.
所以就像妈妈跟孩子说 Johnny, 你不要去摸那炉子，很烫的。
How does Johnny know not to touch it?
那 Johnny 怎么知道不应该摸呢？
If he touches it, he burns himself.
就他摸了，烫到了，他就知道不能摸了。
And because he burns himself, he's not going to touch it next time.
就是因为他烫到了，他下次再也不摸了。
Okay, and so the law...teaches us from sin to death. We see the consequences, and it's good that we do, because now we know sin is very, very wrong.
所以我们看见了罪的后果，我们就知道罪很糟糕。
All right, verse 14 down through 20 now. And so, Ian, you can read verse 14 again, please.
我们原小的律法是属乎灵的。但我是属于肉体，是已经卖给罪了。
因为我所做的我自己不明白，我所愿意的我并不做，我所憎恶的我倒去做。若我所做的是我所不愿意的，我就应承受律法是赞的。
既是这样，岂不是我自己，乃是住在我里头的罪自己。我也知道在我里头的就是我的身体。
故此，我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
若我去做我不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
All right, verse 14. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, so as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do,I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.For what I do is not the good I want to do,
No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it.
All right. So, big problem.
很大的麻烦。
We are torn going two ways.
我们被两个方向哈撕扯着拉扯着。
The old man says, I sin because sin has pleasure.
老我呢说哎呀罪真的很有快乐所以我真的想去犯罪。
I sin because sin is easy.
我想犯罪呢因为罪的方法是最容易的。
I sin because the consequences of sin don't always come today. They often come later.
然后我犯罪呢是因为罪的后果往往不是在今天就显明它经常是很一段时间以后才显出来。
And so the last line says,
那最后一行说呢?
It is sin living in me that does it.
说住在我里头的罪做的。
So I am here,
是我在这里。
But sin is still living in my old nature.
所以罪还住在我的老我里。
But I'm here and I'm supposed to be living with Jesus.
那我现在当中呢我还应该有一个部分就我自己应该是和主住在一起的。
So both are fighting inside me.
所以两股力量在我里面是在拉扯啊。
Okay, and this leaves me in a very difficult situation.
这让我感到一个特别难的情况。
How am I going to be reigning in life?
我怎么能在我的生命里掌
权？ I'm going to have to say, Harold, you are living with Jesus.
我需要告诉自己，我说 Harold, 你是跟耶稣住在一起的。
Don't let sin live in your life.
不要让罪在你生命掌权。
So, in the sixth chapter, we have a line that says,Reckon yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive unto God.
在第六章我们讲到呢，要看你自己啊，是向罪死了，但是向神活着。
So it requires clear, dedicated thinking, and you say, Jesus died for me. I am going to live with Him. I am not.Going to say yes to sin.
这会让你呢完全把自己的思想啊交给神。你告诉自己，我在罪上，我在向着罪的这个方面，我是死的。我现在是属神的人。
So, let's keep reading. We'll just read down to the end of the chapter now.
啊，我们现在继续往下读完这一章。我觉得有一个律，就是在我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。
因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，
但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。
All right, 21.
So I find this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind.And making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law.But the sinful nature
is a slave to the law of sin. All right. So, how are we going to reign in Christ in life?
怎么能在生命中掌权呢?
And the answer is we're going to recognize that we are living with Jesus and we say, Lord Jesus, today I am living with you.
所以我们要认识到我们是和耶稣同住的。所以我们要跟主说啊，主啊，我今天就要跟你同住。
Now, the teaching here is that this battle can be very, very hard.
这里的教导是告诉我们的，这样的一个征战可能会是非常辛苦的。
It's hard if we, I don't know if we can translate this word, but if we dabble in sin. Are you familiar with the word dabble? I don't know what dabble means. It means just a little bit. I won't be here a lot. I'll just sin a little bit. Just sin a little bit. Sin a little bit.
浅尝啊，就是当我们这个难题是当我们浅尝罪的时候，就吃一点点，吃一点点的时候。
So the Christian doesn't say, "I'm just going to sin a little bit and I'm going to live with Jesus a lot."
所以基督徒不能说呢，我就罪里面弄一点点，但我主要是跟着耶稣。
What would you do if you married a husband? And your husband said, I'm so happy to be with you. I'm only going to spend a few minutes every day with my former girlfriend.
你可以想想假设你嫁给了一个丈夫。你的丈夫说呢，我真的太喜欢你了。但是呢，我每天还需要花几分钟跟我以前的女朋友待一待。
And you would say, hang on a minute. Okay? If you're going to live with me, you're going to live with me. If you're going to live with her, you live with her. But you're going to have to make up your mind.
然后你就会跟他说什么呢？那你想清楚，你要跟我在一起生活，你就跟我在一起生活；你要跟他在一起生活，你跟他在一起生活。啊，这两个是排斥的。
And if you try to do both, it's going to be agony for you and everybody else.
如果你要两个都想站着呢，这对你对我们都是痛苦的。
So you say, all right, I'm going to say no to sin. I'm alive to Jesus. I'm dead to sin. That's final goodbye.
对，所以我们也是一样。那我们来到罪面前呢，我们就说，我不要罪了，我是向着主而活的。所以我们要罪，向罪说再见。
All right, so that's chapter 7.
这是七章的内容啊。
What's chapter 8 all about?
那第八章在说什么呢？
Question is, I want to be reigning in life. How? Chapter 6 says, by yielding to God.
然后第五章是说我要在生命中掌权，怎么样呢？怎么样做呢？第六章就告诉你，你要向主顺服。
Chapter says, by living with Jesus.
第七章说呢，这样的话你就能跟主同住。
Chapter 8 says,
第八章说呢，
by walking after the Spirit.
要顺着圣灵，要把自己交给圣灵啊。
Okay, there are three persons
顺着圣灵啊,
in the Godhead.
跟随圣灵而走。
God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit.
所以你会看见这三章呢，它是有个很明显的一个脉络啊，就是第六章在讲父神，第七章在讲基督，第八章呢在讲圣灵。
And all three of them are active in our lives to help us live by grace to reign in life.
所以这三者呢，三位一体的神都是在我们生命中帮助我们能达到一个圣洁的基督那样的生命。
Okay, God is there and he sets the stage, if you like, for our life.
所以神是在那里做计划做掌权的，他在我们生命中会设不同的阶段。
He's the one who gives us the plans for the day.
他是那一位计划的人啊，就告诉我们今天这个会发生什么。
He's the one who arranged all the circumstances in your life, isn't he?
他是那一位在你生命中一切的环境上做主的，就是环境是他给出来的。
How did you get to be so good looking?
你长得这么好看，这拜谁所赐
？OK, God arranged that. You said thank you very much.
但是神安排的嘛，所以你要说谢谢神。
OK, He's the one who makes all the arrangements, and we yield ourselves to Him.
所以我们把自己呢交给他，因为他是做计划的那个。
And as we go with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们往前行的时候呢，我们就是跟主住在一起的。
He says, "Take my yoke upon me, upon you, and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly. You'll find rest to your souls. You go with me."
所以他说呢，你要负我的轭哈，负我的担子，因为我的担子是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
But the Holy Spirit is involved too.
然后这时候呢，圣灵也是参与的。
And the Holy Spirit says, "Listen, my job is to be the encourager." And to be the helper, and to be the counselor, and to be the guide.
所以圣灵告诉我们的，他的部分是什么呢？是那个安慰者、帮助者，是那个引导者。所以他总是我们随时的帮助。
So God says, "Do this."
然后神说呢，你做这个事儿。
Jesus said, "I'll go with you."
耶稣说呢，我要跟你同坐。
And the Holy Spirit says, "I'll help you."
圣灵说呢，我要帮助你。
You say, "Okay, I think I'll go. That sounds like a good deal."
你说呀，这听起来真太美了。
And so all three then are involved in our reigning in life.
所以三者都参与了我们在生命中掌权的过程。
All right, let's read parts of chapter 8.
那我们读八章的 which part?
So we'll read the first four verses.
我们读前面的四节。
那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
是律法的意义成就在我们这不随从肉体
Yep. All right. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do,in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in sinful man, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us,who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit. All right, so here we are, and we say, all right, what do we do? We're in this conundrum, and we don't want to do both, but first of all, verse 1 says that there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus.
所以现在我们在这个困境里我们经常会有征战，那我们要先知道呢，就在罪里呢，我们已经得释放，不再受审判了。
The great teaching of verse 1 is that once you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, no more will sin result in condemnation. It's been forgiven.
所以第一节的教导是告诉我们，当我们信靠了耶稣基督以后，我们任何的罪的后果审判就已经不再临到我们。
Okay, that's a wonderful thing for us to remember.
这是一个非常好的事情。
Often we do sin again.
因为我们还是会犯罪的，经常。
And that does not mean to say that we will be condemned for our sin and we will have to go to hell because of it.
因为呢，当我们信靠耶稣基督以后，我们再犯罪呢，就不会因着罪的后果而受地狱的审判了。所以这是个非常重要的一节经文。
It does mean that there will be unpleasant consequences of our sin, but there will not be the condemnation to hell because of our sin.
罪的后果的所带来的那个不喜乐啊，那个痛苦还是会有，但是这样罪所带来的审判到地狱的审判呢是不再有了，因为基督已经释放了我们。
So that's a wonderful thing to know, and it's a very encouraging thing, but we want more than that.
啊，这是非常令人鼓舞的一个真理啊，但我们还可以了解比这更多一些。
We want to walk after the Spirit. We want to be free from the consequences of sin.
因为我们不但愿意没有罪审判的后果，我们更愿意不去犯罪啊，就能够与圣灵同行，不与罪同行。
All right, so verse 2 says, through Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death.
那第二节说呢，因为赐生命圣灵的律啊，在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
Okay, two laws.
有两个律。
The law of sin and death.
一个罪和死的律。
And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
另外一个是基督生在基督和生命里的律。
And this second law sets us free from the first law.
所以第二个律呢，是让我们从第一个律里得自由。
Okay, so you rejoice in that. You say, I don't have to sin anymore.
所以你会在里面，你很高兴啊，你说，我不需要再犯罪了。
I've got a new law working in me. It's the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
你说我现在有一个新的律了，就是在基督耶稣里生命的律。
All right, and all this verse 3 says, all this came because of what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us on Calvary.
那第三节其实就在讲什么做到的呢？就是耶稣基督在十字架上做到的事情。
All right, and the last line of verse 4 is, we do not live according to the sinful nature, but we live according to the Spirit.
所以第四节说呢，我们不是随从肉体来生活的，而是随从圣灵来生活的。
All right, so we're going to read now verses 5 through 8.
那我们读第五到第八节。
All right. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death. But the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. So, in this section, we see over and over the subject of the mind.
在这一段呢，我们反复看见这个词啊，就是 mind 这个词，就是思想。
What is your mind set on?
那你的想法啊，你的思想是放在什么上面的？
What do you think?
就是你怎么想事情的？
And some people are thinking good thoughts.
有的人在想好的想法。
And some people are thinking sinful thoughts.
有的人在想恶的想法。
And the Holy Spirit is in us, and He is there to help us control our thoughts.
那圣灵在我们里面帮助我们来控制我们的想法。
And so, if you're going to live over here, rather than over here, you're going to have to think God's thoughts.
如果你要活在圣灵这一边呢，而不是罪这边呢，你就要用神的想法来想事情。
All right. So, how are you going to live over here?
你怎么能在那边右边活？
Thinking God's thoughts. How would you think God's thoughts?
那你怎么来想神的想法？
What would happen if you read your Bible?
你在读圣经的时候，你会想什么？
Would you start to think God's thoughts?
你会不会想神的想法呢？
Yeah.
是的。
What's going to happen? Well, it's going to change your life.
那会发生什么呢？
If you're thinking God's thoughts, you will think the things you're supposed to think.
然后你一直想神的事呢，你就会想一些你其实应该想的事了，神要你想的事。
They asked Isaac Newton once.
有人问呢，有一次问牛顿。
How he managed to be such an outstanding physicist?
有人问他，你怎么能成为如此出色的物理学家呢？
Okay, you remember Isaac Newton?
你们都记得牛顿的吧？
He was the one they say he got hit in the head by an apple once.And so he discovered the law of gravity.
他就那一个有一天的苹果砸他脑袋上，他就想明白重力的万有引力的事情的那个科学家。
Okay, he explained the solar system to us.
他也把整个太阳系的这个逻辑哈、解释给我们听了。
He invented the calculus.
他也发明了微积分应该是。
They asked him, "How is it that you did all that?"
别人问他你怎么做到这一切的？
He said, "I think more than most of you people do."
他说我就比你们很多人想事情多一点。
Kept working with his mind.
他一直在想事情。
He thought. What do you put into your mind?
然后你会把什么事情放在你的思想里呢？
Okay, go to Psalm 1.
我们来看。
In your Bible, Psalm number 1.
看诗篇第一篇呢，告诉我们要想什么。诗篇的第一篇，
Psalm number one, and we will read the first three verses again, just reading around 1, 2, and 3, then we'll read it in English.
我们读前面三节哈，一节一节，先读中文，然后读英文。刚才停在谁？
不从恶人的计谋。不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有
福。他要像一棵树，采摘七旬，寒时候结果子，叶子发布枯干，光他出自的地，深入心里。
Amen.
All right. Blessed is the man.
Who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season.And whose leaf does not wither, whatever he does prospers. How did this psalmist get prosperity? He delighted in the law of the Lord, thinking about it day and night. You think about it, and you think about it, and you think about it. How often do you think about the law of God, the Bible?
所以是这个诗篇的作者怎么样兴盛的呢？他就是一直把神的律法、神的话哈、放在他的脑海里，他一直想，一直想。
When you think about it during the day, when you think about it during the night, sorry.
所以你会什么时候去想神的话呢？白天呢，还是晚上呢
？Okay, so,
一直在想。
Sometimes somebody says, "What were you thinking?"
所以有的人会问你这样的问题，你在想什么
？You want to be able to say, "Well, I was thinking God's thoughts."
我盼望大家都说，哎呀，我正好在想神的想法。
A long time ago, a man came to me regarding one of the issues in life. He said to me, "Harold, what do you think about that?"
然后有很久以前，有个人来问我关于他的一件自己的事情啊，他说 ，Harold， 你怎么看这件事
？I said to him, "Well, do you want to know what I think?" Or would you like to know what God thinks?
然后我就问他呢，你是想要知道我怎么想的呢，还是想要知道神是怎么想的？
Oh, he said, all right, tell me what God thinks.
然后他说，啊，对，那你就告诉我神会怎么想这件事情。
And I said to him, well, that's a whole lot more important than what I think.
然后我就告诉他，我说，对，这就对了，因为这个神怎么想的远比我怎么想的重要的多。
How are you going to be living this kind of life?
你怎么才能活像右边这种方式的生活呢？
You're going to be thinking about what the Spirit of God teaches us in the Bible.
啊，你要按照圣灵教导我们的圣经中教导我们的方式来思考。
And you're going to be walking after that.
然后你就可以跟随圣灵这么走了。
So you got this wonderful package.
所以你有这么美好的一个这个方式哈，就是三个组合。
Encouraging us to walk this way.
来鼓励我们，来帮助我们按照这个方式。
What is the result of the person in Psalm 1 who walks like this?
你想诗篇一篇的一个按照这样方式生活的人，他会怎么样生活呢？
What's the result?
他的结果会是怎么样的呢？
Whatever he does prospers.
他所做的尽都顺利。这就是结果了。
So Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8 take the great principles of Psalm 1 and expand them so that we can see how it works, the mechanics and the why. It's all there for us in those four chapters in Romans.
所以罗马书的五六七八四章啊，他就把诗篇的一篇的展开来，让我们看见不同的细节和方式，其实道理是一样的。
All right, so this is how the Christian lives.
这就是一个基督徒该怎么生活的方式。
All right, questions at this point before we go into more detail.
那到这个点有什么问题吗？当我们继续往下之前。
So, here you are, and there's a big issue in your family.
好，现在我们来看一个事情。就假设在你家呢有很大的事。
And when you're in the family, very often, a problem arises and there's a discussion. And one person says we should do this, and another person says we should do that, and another person says I don't know. What is it that you decide to do?
所以，比方说在家里呢，我们碰到难题的时候，经常大家会一起讨论。一个人说呢，做这么做；一个人说那么做。还有一个人说的，我也不知道，这时候该怎么办
？And the answer is, you decide what God wants you to do, and you do it.
然后你的答案就是呢，你要先知道神是想怎么想来看待这件事情的，你就按照神的方式去做就对了。
That's the way in the family, but it's also the way in your own heart and life.
这个是家庭处理事情的方式，也是你自己处理你人生的方式。
And in order to have the mind of God.You've got to put the truth of God into the mind.
所以为了你得着，让你得着神的思想啊，你先要把神的真理啊记到自己的心里去。
There are some people who read, some people who are absolutely outstanding Christians.
有一些特别出色的，基督徒。
And some of them actually.End up writing great truths.
有的人呢就写了，当中有些人就写了很好的一些属神的真理。
And one of the men that we appreciate here at 16th Avenue Gospel is a fellow whose name is Dr. Harry Ironside.
那我们在这里呢，我们一直很欣赏的一位弟兄啊，那他是叫做Harry Ironside， 他是北美的一个特别著名的传道人。
He was a man who read the Bible a lot.
他是读了圣经很多很多遍的一个弟兄。
I can't remember the precise details, but I think he started teaching Sunday school when he was 10 or 11 years old.
我不是太记得清楚啊，他大概是在11和12岁左右就开始教儿童主日学了。
He just got his friends together from the street.
他就从街上把他的朋友找进来。
And he said, "I'll teach you the Bible."
他说我要教你们圣经。
And he did that because he had read the Bible through, I think it was 7 or 8 times by the time he was 10.
所以在他十岁的时候呢，他其实圣经已经读了七八遍了。
And he became an outstanding man of God.
所以他成为神特别大能的一位仆人。
when you read his writings, often his sentence will be just two or three quotations from the Bible, just put together. He doesn't even quote them. He's always talking the Bible, always talking the Bible, always using the Bible language. It's just, he was almost the talking Bible, putting things together wisely, correctly. But when you read him, you say to yourself, it doesn't seem like I'm listening to him. It seems like I'm just listening to the Bible.
所以当你读他写的书的时候，你会有个很深的感受，他总是写的时候不停地把圣经拿出来，就是他的一句话里面呢，他经常是引用了两三处的圣经，下一句话又是两三处的圣经。所以你读着他的东西，你读着读着就发现你其实没有在读他写什么，你在读神说什么，因为他不停地把不同处的圣经放到一起来，用一个非常智慧逻辑的方式能让你更好的能理解。所以你就知道他不在表达自己的意思，他在告诉你上帝在说什么。
Keep reading and reading and reading the Bible. What is going to be the result?
如果你一直读圣经，会有什么结果呢？
You'll be thinking like God.
你就会像神那样思考。
Alright, any other questions?
有什么别的问题吗？
Alright, my next thing then is, my next question is, what are the benefits?
那我下一个问题就是，那这么做的好处是什么？
If you do this, what is reigning in life with Jesus going to be like?
So, 如果你这么做呢，那你在生命中掌权的这个样子会是一个什么样子？会有一个什么样好处结果？
What will I get?
我得到什么了？我会得着什么？
All right. And that's basically also what chapter 8 is all about.
这也是
What will I get?
这就是第八章后面的部分。
I read the Bible. What will I get if I live the reigning in life side rather than the sinning side?
所以如果我得着的是我生命中掌权的这一个部分，而不是罪的律法，如果我持续的读圣经，我做刚才那些事，我最终会有个什么样的结果，我有什么样的益处。
And so we're just going to start, we're going to start in verse 9, though we could have started earlier. We're just going to start in verse 9, and we're going to read along, and we're going to see what we get. You can add all the things you get up.I don't know how you can underline them. There are so many.
所以我们从第九节开始读八章九节，你会看见很多我们得着的东西，有非常非常多，你可以把它加起来。
All right, so we're going to read one verse at a time, and we'll analyze each verse as we go, and you're going to tell me what we get.
所以我们会一次读一节，我们每一节都认真看，然后你来告诉我我们得着了什么。
Okay, so someone will read verse 9, please.
第九节刚才停在谁呢？
啊，我读，罗马书吧。
对。
如果神的灵住在你们的心里，你们就得喜乐。那说，是你们若是没有基督的灵，就不是属于基督的。
Amen.
All right, verse 9.You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. All right, what does that verse say we get if we...do what these verses are telling us to do. What do we get?
我们在这一段经文里，如果按照我们得着的这个角度去看，我们得着什么了？
What do we get?
Holy Spirit.
Yes, we get to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
对，我们就得着圣灵的掌控了，就是我们是把自己交给圣灵做主。
Okay, is that good?
好不好呢？
Yeah, he's the controller.
他是那个做 掌管的、掌权的。
Okay, so the story that I often refer to is the story of the man who gets a new car.
我经常讲的一个故事，就一个人有一辆新车了。
And he's driving down the road. This is a make-believe story.
这是一个假设的故事啊，假设他有辆新车，他开在路上。
He's got this lovely new car. He drives down the road. He looks at the side of the road, and he sees Jesus walking along the road.
假设他开着新车呢，他往路边一看，哎，看见耶稣在路边走啊。
He says, "That's Jesus."
他说，哦，这是耶稣啊。
I wonder if he would like a ride.
我在想，那是不是耶稣需要搭个车呢？
So he puts his car in reverse and he backs up and he throws the window down and he says, "And Jesus, would you like a ride in my new car?"
然后他就会停在耶稣边上，把车窗摇下来说，耶稣，你要不要在我的新车里搭我一段车呢？
And Jesus said to him, "Yes, I would like a ride in your new car."
耶稣说，好的，那我愿意在你的新车里坐一会儿啊，我搭一段车。
So he reaches over and he throws the passenger door open for Jesus.
所以他就伸手就把这副驾驶的门给开了，给耶稣开门。
And Jesus walks around the car, and he stands at the driver's door.
但是耶稣呢却没有上车，耶稣转了一圈呢，站在了司机这个座位边上。
And he says, "Would you like me to ride in your car?"
然后呢，这个司机问耶稣，你想不想去搭我的车呢？
And the man says, "Yes, I want you to drive my new car."
我理解错了。耶稣问这个司机说，你想不想搭我的车？然后那个人说，好的，我愿意啊，因为我愿意把我交给你啊，是你来做司机，我搭你的车。
Is that important to have Jesus drive your car?
是不是很重要让耶稣来开你的车？
What happens if you drive your car?
如果你开你的车会怎么样？
Scrunch, dirty.
Yeah,
lost,
丢了，脏，都有。
Okay, this verse says, "You live like this, the Spirit of God will control. He will control your life." What a wonderful thing!
所以第九节就在讲，圣灵会住在你里面哈，是做你生命的主，多么好的。
All right, verse 10.
第十节。
基督若在人心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. Okay, what do you get in that verse?
我们在这个经文里得了什么？
Your spirit is alive because of righteousness.
你的灵因着义而活了。
Okay. Sometimes you see somebody and he's alive, but he's kind of dead on the inside.
你会看见一种人啊，他是在外面活着，但你知道他里面已经死了。
This verse says, "Your body can be alive." But the Spirit of God in your body will be alive to righteousness. There'll be that vibrancy of life will be there.
所以你里面的活了以后啊，你的生命那个力量哈，活的力量就会在里面有。
All right, verse 11.
十一节。
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵，若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必急着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who lives in you.What do you get?
你得着什么了？
You get bodies that are alive. That's what you get. Bodies that'll do something. Bodies of meaning and purpose. Bodies filled with the Spirit of God.
这个得着的这个身体啊，就是从死里复活的这个身体，是一个新的身体。
All right, verse 12. Therefore, brothers,
we
have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. Sorry for interrupting there.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。
So what do we get?
我们得到什么了？
We get freedom from the obligation to sin. We're no longer obliged to sin.
所以我们不再是被迫要去犯罪了，因为我们从罪的那个捆绑中被释放出来了，这就是我们得着的。
All right, verse 13.
十三节。
In manner.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
For if you live according to the sinful nature,
you will
die.
But
by the Spirit,
you
put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Okay. Not everybody who is alive is really living.
所以不是每一个所谓活着的人都是活着的。
All right, verse 14.
十四节。
因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Okay, we're in the family of God. We're all part of His great family.
所以我们都是神家的一部分，都是他这伟大的一家的一部分。
Verse 15,
十五节。
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father.What do we get?
我们得到什么了？ Father.
We get closeness to the Father.
我们得着和父很近的关系。
Why is he not just called Father?
为什么他不只是叫做父呢？
Why is he called Abba Father?
为什么要叫阿爸父呢？
Okay. Abba is an interesting name.
阿爸是个很有意思的名字。
Abba is one of the first sounds that a baby can make.
阿爸是每一个地方的孩子一开始能讲话的时候都会学的一个词。
Okay, so in Hebrew, the father's name is Abba.
所以在希伯来语里呢，爸爸呢就叫阿爸。
In Canadian, the father's name is Dada.
在加拿大里面呢，那个父亲的名字就是达达，达达。
Okay. In Chinese, the father's name is
爸爸。
Okay, that's right. And in many of the European languages, it is 爸爸。
嗯，所以中国呢就是爸爸，然后呢欧洲很多语言就是 papa， 嗯，反正就是。
Okay. How much does the father love the little baby?
那一个父亲有多爱这个小孩呢？
How often does the father say to the little baby, I'm not prepared to give you very much?
有没有这样的孩子，有没有这样父亲跟孩子说，我其实没准备给你太多东西。
My friend told me one day when he went to the hospital to see his son, and the son was less than one day old.
那我的朋友跟我说呢，他去医院看他的儿子，他儿子刚出生不到一天。
My friend said to me, he picked his son up in his arm and he looked at him and he said to his son, I am prepared to give you anything and everything I have.
然后他把儿子抱起来，他就跟他说，哎，我准备把我所有的，我有的都给你。
Is that a strange response?
这是一个很奇怪的反应吗？
No.
不是。
Does God love you?
神爱不爱你呢？
How much?
多爱呢？
Okay. We cry Abba Father.
所以当我们喊阿爸父的时候
When a little baby cries, daddy comes running.
所以当一个小孩子叫的时候哭的时候呢父亲就会来了
That's what we get.
这就是我们得到的
When we're reigning with Jesus.
当我们与主一同掌权的时候
All right, verse 16.
十六节
圣灵与我们的心同证我们是神的儿女
Now the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. What do you get?
你得着什么了在这儿
You get the confirmation that you really are the children of God.
所以你得着证明啊，就是你真的是神的孩子，就是。你得着了这个证验证证明。
Are you going to be in heaven when you die?
你死了以后会不会去天堂呢？
对。
当然。
And most of you say yes.
大多数人会说是的。
And how do you know?
你怎么知道
？Have you ever been to heaven?
你有去过天堂吗
？You ever seen Jesus?
你见过耶稣吗
？Have you ever played with the angels?
你有没有和天使一起玩过？
How do you know you're not going to be bored?
你怎么知道你会不会觉得闷呢？跟天使玩。
The Spirit of God convinces you from the inside.
因为你里面的圣灵就告诉了你，你以后要去哪里。
Okay. You say, I don't know, I'm just sure.
所以你会这么回答，你说我也不知道，但是我很确实，我会去哪里。
I have never doubted it for a moment in my life.
我们从来没有在我生命中怀疑过这样的事情，任何一刻钟。
How is it the Spirit of God bears witness that we are the children of God? He gives us inside information.
因为我们的圣灵啊，在我们里面一起做见证，他给我们里面有一个信息，有个声音，我们就是神的儿子。
Okay, is that good?
这是不是很好呢
？Verse 17,
十七节。
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
What do we get?
我们得到什么了
？What do we get?
His glory.
We get an inheritance. We get glory.Raise your hand if you deserve a big inheritance.
你举个手，如果你配得很大一笔产业遗产，你请举手。
Okay, the only way we deserve an inheritance is because God says, "I'll give you one."
我们之所以配得，是因为神说呢，我要把这产业给你。
Imagine God saying to Harold, "Harold, I'm going to give you." A big inheritance.
你想一想，神跟我说 ，Harold， 我要给你一大笔产业，这是什么感觉
？We talked about Aunt Matilda. She's good, leaves you $500,000.
嗯。
That's from two or three weeks ago. You might not even have been here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 他说我们他说我们上一周讲到一个什么。什么亲戚啊？说留给你一大笔遗产，50,000。
Okay, and if Aunt Matilda left you $500,000, what would you say?
如果你的一个什么阿姨给了你50万块钱的遗产，你会怎么说啊
？You would say thank you, Aunt Matilda. That's very nice.
你说谢谢你，真是太对我太好了。
What does God give us?
那神给了我们什么
？He gives us an eternal inheritance in the heavens.
他给了我们在永恒里的遗产产业。
How much is that worth?
这个能够值多少钱
？$500,000?
只是50万吗
？Okay, infinitely more than $500,000.
远比50万要大得多得多。
Okay, and you get all that because you're son or daughter.
你得着是因为你就是那儿子和女儿，你是后嗣。
But what else does he give you?
他还给了你什么呢
？And long said, he gives you glory.
他还给了你荣耀。
Okay. Now, because we're sinners, We don't deserve glory. All we deserve is shame.
因为我们是罪人，我们本来不配得得荣耀，我们配得得的就是羞愧。
God says, if you suffer with me, I will give you glory.
神说呢，你若与我一同受苦呢，你就必与我一同得荣耀。
Okay, what kind of glory does He give us?
他给了我们什么样的荣耀呢？
He says, the apostle says elsewhere, I'm persuaded that the sufferings of this present are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us.
所以他在其他的地方借着使徒们的信说的，我们现在所受的苦楚啊，未来给我们的荣耀相比，真的算不得什么。
How big are the sufferings?
苦难有多少？
Not very much.
不是太多。
How much is the glory?
荣耀有多少？
Well, you can't compare it. It's so great.
你根本两不能比啊。
But if you go from a little suffering to more suffering, what happens to the glory?
如果你从一点点的苦难得了更多一点的苦难，会怎么样？
It becomes even greater.
然后你的荣耀会变得更大。
Is that a good deal?
是不是很好的事情呢？
Which side would you rather live on?
你会喜欢在图的哪一边生活呢？
Would you rather live over here?
你是喜欢在亚当这一边生活呢？
Would you rather live over here?
还是在神这边生活？
Well, you say, this is pretty good. How will I get? Okay, we've got a lot of things so far, and we're only down to verse number whatever it is. Next week, we're going to carry on and go down the list because there's more good things that God gives to those who walk uprightly with the Savior.
我们只花了一点点时间，我们就读了很多很多神给了我们的东西。下一周我们会继续读，我们就能看见神给了我们比我们想的还要多。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the promises of God in Christ Jesus.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，您在耶稣基督里给我们的应许啊，如此的美好。
And Lord, you have given us so much more than we deserve.
主啊，您给了我们真的比我们配得当得的要多得多了。
You promised us so much more than we can understand.
你也给了我们超出我们所想的很多的应许。
So Lord, we just come to you in humility and we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done for us.
主啊，我们就盼望我们来到谦卑的来到您面前，说谢谢您，谢谢您为我们所做的一切。
Lord, our prayer is that each one of us would say, I want the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Savior.
我们的祷告是，我们盼望每一位都说，我愿意要耶稣基督成为我的救主。
And then each of us would pray and say, Lord, please deliver me from the law of sin and of death and enable me to walk in the law of grace leading to reigning in life. That's what we want, Lord.
主啊，我们盼望我们都说我们不愿意要那罪和死的律从里面得释放，我们要走那生命的律，我们要因着恩典得着在生命中掌权的能力。
So Lord, we thank you again and pray that you will help us to yield to God, to live with Jesus, and to walk after the Spirit.
主啊，盼望我们能够顺服神的带领，也与耶稣同住，能够有圣灵在我们里面的帮助。
We give thanks now and seek your blessing in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩，也寻求您的祝福，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.